The first coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Chryst. The Badgers returned 13 total starters, including 6 on offense and 6 on defense. Wisconsin's spring game is scheduled for this Saturday. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, and we ended up moving our spring game one more week later, so we've got 4 more practices and then our spring game, and really appreciated the way the players have worked this spring, and you know, it's the start of a new season, and you know, we've got some great players that are returning, and you know, but everyone will have a different role, and so you're kind of forging your foundation and the identity. But I've loved and appreciated the way the guys have worked. We've got 4 more practices, like I said, and spring's a great time for us as a team. You know, that every day is a good day, and not that everything goes well each play, but there's great learning, great opportunities to grow, and I think our kids have taken advantage of those opportunities, so appreciate them a bunch, and we just got to finish out the last 4 practices and the spring game, and so we're 2/3 done and got a 1/3 left.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Bob Amusen with Campaign News.
Hey, Coach, what do you think about Lovie Smith taking over at Illinois?
Well, I've certainly got a ton of respect for Lovie, and I was fortunate to get to know him when I was a player here, and he was coaching at Wisconsin, and obviously have followed his career and respect and admire him a ton. I think it's a great fit.
He hasn't been in college for a long time. Is that a challenge for him, do you think, or is that just not a problem?
Well, I think that it's different. But, you know, from what I know of Lovie and who he is as a person, he will have no problems adjusting to it.
Thanks, Coach.
And as a reminder, to ask an audio question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Andy Choppins with Mattown Badgers.
Hey, Coach. Your offensive line obviously had a lot of youth last season. What have you seen from the progression of those guys up front throughout spring so far?
Well, I think that they've, you know, there's nothing like game experience to learn from. And you know, a lot of them were young last year, and yet I think they're taking the steps this spring, certainly, and learning from what they went through last year. So I like the way that they're working, and there's natural growth from year to year, and I think they're taking full advantage of it.
And yesterday, you know, reports came out, you know, that Dan Volz, the senior center, had talked about, you know, maybe making a switch to guard because of the play of Michael Dieter. Could you talk specifically maybe about his leadership and that type of selflessness?
Well, Dan's, you know, got a ton of respect for who he is as a player and as a guy. And Dan's played a lot of football games and played well. And so he's, you know, not practicing this spring and actually didn't finish last year due to the injury. And we'll always, you know, try to get the 5 best offensive linemen on the field. And I appreciate Dan's willingness to, you know, wherever he is the best fit and way to help our team, he'll do it. And whether it's at center or guard, you know, still to be determined. But the big thing is getting him, you know, fully recovered and healthy. And in the meantime, certainly opportunities for a lot of guys. I like Michael Dieter. Appreciate what he did last year as a freshman and kind of like that group. He's taking advantage of the experience and putting the work in the offseason, spring ball here. To where he's giving himself a chance to be the best he can be. And however it plays out, you know, we don't have to decide right now. And the big thing is for us to get the 5 best offensive linemen on the field.
Thanks, Coach.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Lee Barvnik with Omaha World Herald.
Paul, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good, man. Hey, everybody always wants to know how the quarterbacks are doing. Can you handicap the horse race there for us, how it's going so far?
Yeah, I mean, Bart Houston had an opportunity. He was our backup last year and played extensively in the Illinois game, and that was really the most that he's played in a game. He ended up playing a little bit in our bowl game, but it's, he and Alex Hornibrook, a freshman who redshirted last year, those two have been getting all the reps, and it's been good for them. And, you know, we didn't plan on and still don't plan on naming a starter at this point. Didn't want the focus to be about that.
Okay.
Wanted the focus for them to be just working every day and improving their craft. And they were going to get, a lot of reps because of having the two really quarterbacks. So, both are doing some good things and certainly have areas that they can continue to improve upon. And I think the biggest thing is in the end, it's consistency and can you lead the team? And so I think they both have had a good spring in that regards, and that they're working and they are getting better and yet not worried about naming a starter right now.
When you lose a quarterback who started 30 or 35 games like Joel, do you coach differently? I mean, do you yourself approach this a little differently?
I think you coach each kid for what's best for them. You don't coach Bart and Alex different because Joel left.
Right.
I think it's, and that's what I've appreciated with the whole team is, one year into it, you as a coach should have a better idea of who these people are and how do they best learn. And so I think you always have to center your coaching style around, one, it's got to be comfortable with who you are, but two, what's best for that player, that individual player. And so I think it's you coach Bart's a little bit different than Alex, and every kid's different. That's what's pretty cool about a team is there, one team's made up of a lot of different individuals. So I think you kind of work within the framework of who that person is as opposed to the circumstances that, okay, we got a guy that's left, and how do you coach him? And what you expect of him is, you don't expect him to be anybody they're replacing. You expect him to help them get to be the best they can be.
Okay, good. Appreciate you, Paul. Thanks.
Yep.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck with the rest of the spring season.
Thank you.
Next on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Vince Beagle. The senior linebacker was the third team All-Big Ten selection last season after recording 66 tackles, including 14 tackles for loss and 8 sacks. Vince,
hello.
Thank you very much for joining us today. Hello, Vince. Do we have you?
Yes, we do. Thank you guys very much for having me on.
All right. Would you like to make any quick opening comments about the spring, and then we'll go ahead and take questions?
Yeah, sure. We just got 2 more weeks left of spring ball. I think our defense has been doing, or the whole team actually has been doing an awesome job of getting comfortable with one another. Obviously, new defensive coordinator, so getting comfortable with him getting comfortable with our defense, and I think we've seen huge improvements from our offense, from our defense, and still a lot to go with 2 more weeks left. And but I think we're right on track to where we need to be.
Thanks. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
At this time, if you would like to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Lee Barfnick with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Vince, how much adjustment has there been with the new D coordinator? Is it is the system fairly similar, maybe different verbiage, or is it a lot different?
Yeah, great question. I think obviously we have a new D coordinator, Coach Cox, but I think from a fan standpoint and from just outside looking in, you guys are going to see a lot of the same defense.
Okay.
The scheme of the defense is the same. We're still going to remain a 3-4 defense. I think same scheme, same structure, but different verbiage. So a lot of the same calls, but different verbiage. And it's also, Coach Cox bringing in his own style and flavor. Obviously Dave Aranda going to LSU.
Sure.
We're keeping some of his, what we did good last year, but also incorporating Coach Cox's defense and also kind of tailoring to our players and what we do well as a defense. And I think that's what the goal of the spring was getting comfortable with him and him getting comfortable with us moving forward to fall camp.
How about you personally, just kind of your goals for your senior season? And I know you peaked at the NFL a little bit and decided to come back. What are you hoping to accomplish?
Yeah, I mean, last year I had the option whether to stay or go, and I thought in my heart that it was the right decision to stay for another year. And the reason why I think that is because, you know, the things that I can improve or the things that the NFL critiqued me on were all things that I can improve on and are all things that I can work on as a player. And with that being said, I think that, you know, the best is yet to come here at the University of Wisconsin. So that's why I want to stay and kind of looking forward to the season. It's just, you know, it's the mindset of getting better every single day. It's a cliche saying, but I don't want to necessarily put on, I want to get this many sacks in a season. I want to go out there and prove to the Big Ten why I'm one of the best players in the Big Ten and why I'm a good player on and off the field.
Great. Vince, I appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you very much for the questions.
And as a reminder, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Scott Dockerman with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Vince, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Last year you formed quite a bookend with Joe Schobert. What's it been like now with him gone, and what did you pick up from him along the way, and how are you guys going to replace him?
Yeah, I mean, Joe Schobert is, you know, me and Joe are not just friends on the field, but we're absolutely awesome friends off the field. We live right next to each other, so, you know, me and Joe are always keeping close tabs on one another. You know, Joe was a phenomenal part of our defense, and it was a huge, you know, huge reason to our success last football season. And, you know, he's definitely going to be missed, but I think a guy who's been really proven himself this spring has been T.J. Watt. Just a phenomenal, you know, player. Obviously, you know, he's known for, you know, his brother J.J., but, you know, T.J. is his own person. He's, you know, he brings a lot to the game. He has a great love for the game. You know, I've seen a lot of improvements for him as a player. You know, I think, you know, he's been a guy that has not just has pushed, you know, himself, but has also pushed me in the off season, getting better in the lifts. You know, he's a great guy to have in that outside linebacker group. And obviously, we're going to miss Joe Schobert. You know, he was a phenomenal part of our defense, but I think we're going to have a, you know, great group of OLBs again this year.
Terrific. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from the line of Andy Coppins with Mattown Badgers.
Hey, Vince, thanks for your time. Just wanted to ask, obviously you guys focus on the outside, but what do you see from the inside linebackers, you know, with Chris Orr and T.J. Edwards having that year of experience behind them? You know, can you rely more on them and maybe free you guys up a little bit more on the outside?
Without question, I think that's been it's been fun to watch those inside linebackers on the inside. You know, we got two spots and we got three guys who have got game experience and can play those spots. So I think we've really seen an elevated level of play from those inside guys with TJ Edwards, Chris Orr, and Jack Sitchy. So, I mean, I think those guys are all great assets to our defense that we're going to have to lean on come this fall. And they're also leaders. You know, they're the glue to our defense. They're great in communicating. And what's comforting from an outside guy is that we can rely on all three of those guys. You know, they all bring great attributes to our defense. And they're going to be playmakers for us come this fall.
And one of the big things the last couple of years has been talking about turnovers as a defense. Do you see that maybe some of the changes with Wilcox coming in has maybe freed some of that stuff up and maybe you can see more of an aggressive nature?
Absolutely. Turnovers are always an important part of a defense. And I think Coach Cox, you know, only heightens that awareness and that value of getting turnovers. And I think this spring, Coach Cox is, you know, obviously new D coordinator. He's been doing a phenomenal job of teaching strips, teaching, you know, blocks and turnovers. And I think from a standpoint of turnovers, we've had a phenomenal amount of turnovers this spring from the defensive backs all the way up to the defensive linemen have been all improving. And I think, you know, those good habits that we're building in the spring will really come into fruition in the fall, those good habits of not thinking about the ball, just reacting and getting those turnovers when we're going to need it in the fall.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We can take one last question here.
And our final question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Vince. You guys are going to be playing 9 conference games for the first time this year, along with everybody else in the Big Ten. Just just wondering what your thoughts are about that and what that will be like having an extra league game to kind of grind through.
Well, I committed to the University of Wisconsin to play in the Big Ten, and the reason why I wanted to do that is because I know it's quality football in the Big Ten. And if anybody wants to shy away from competition, they're in the wrong profession, you know, if you ask me. So I'm extremely excited about the schedule that we have ahead of us, playing Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State. You know, those are the reasons why I committed to the University of Wisconsin, to go and play in the Big House, to go and play at these venues. And it's also, you know, a time for me to also, you know, last year I was named third team All Big Ten. I got a chip on my shoulder. So for me, it's to go out there and prove why I'm, you know, why I'm one of the best players in the Big Ten and, you know, the person I am. So I'm excited about the opportunities. I know the players in our locker room are genuinely excited about the opportunities that we have to play those opponents and more importantly, to represent the state of Wisconsin.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Vince, thanks for your time today and best of luck the rest of the spring.
Thank you guys very much. Appreciate it.